When everything in the public square feels stacked against you, whether that be courts, laws, politics, have you forgotten where your real hope comes from? Let's remember that our hope is not in a vote, a party, or a system, but in Jesus Christ alone, the God of hope who fills us with joy and peace by the power of the Holy Spirit. If someone watched your week, would they see a cynical Christian or a believer overflowing with a living hope in Christ? Lean in and let your hope be rebuilt today. Welcome to Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington, and we are diving into God's Word. We are in Romans chapter 15 in our series called Strength for Unity. If you're enjoying this series, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. Also, if you're a monthly supporter or a donor to FPIW, thank you so very much for your generosity. We appreciate it because it helps us accomplish our goal, which is to change the heart so that we change the public square. So today it's called Abounding in Hope. Endurance and encouragement from Scripture lead to hope that overflows, not just survives. Does my hope in Christ overflow into my words, my choices, and my plans today? Not tomorrow, not yesterday, not Sundays only, but each and every day. Does my hope in Jesus Christ overflow in my words, choices, and plans I have each and every day? All right, so Romans chapter 15, verse 4, for whatever was written in earlier times, that's the Old Testament, was written for our instruction, number one, so that through perseverance, encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. Do you have hope today? Our hope is not in a political system. Our hope is not in a vote. Our hope is not in an initiative or referendum. Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. We dare not trust the sweetest frame, but only lean on Jesus' name. Verse 13, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. The God of hope. Turn to the living God today. Let him fill you with hope so that you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit is active and present in your life today, you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So I love this. Break this down. May the God of hope, so we serve the Heavenly Father who is a God of hope, fill you with joy and peace in believing in Jesus Christ so that you will abound in hope. So we should be people of hope. So why are we so in despair as believers in Jesus Christ in the public square in Washington State? Yes, I know that they started an income tax. Yes, I know that the laws are stacked against us. Yes, I know that the judicial system is not headed in our direction, but my hope is not in any of those things. My hope is in Jesus Christ. So why do I get involved in those other things if they cause me to have a lack of hope? It's because we are called to occupy or steward until Jesus comes. That's what the Word of God tells us to do, that we are to be faithful stewards to God Almighty. Okay, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Is your hope that you have empowered by the Holy Spirit today? Let's go over to 1 Peter chapter 1. And it says this, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again. Are you born again? Are you born again? Has the Spirit of God come into your heart and caused you to be a new creation today? The Bible is clear that if we confess with our mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised them from the dead, you will be saved. For whoever will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Call upon Jesus, repent, turn from your wicked ways, and hear that God is a God of grace and mercy. And it says he caused you to be born again, and this being born again is to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So I love this because it's not a dead hope. It's not a hope that we're trying to persevere through. It is a living hope through the resurrection. So Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead, and he gave us a living hope, the power of living hope in our lives. We need to be so confident in these times, not confident and arrogant in a political party, but confident and boastful in the things of God. We should boast in the Lord. Our portion is the Lord. He's a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. All right, so we're living in this hope to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable, undefiled, and will not fade away, who are protected by the power of God. You are protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last times. In this, you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, so that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Have you confessed Jesus Christ as Lord of your life? Are you born again? If you have no hope, you need to go back and evaluate, am I born again? Because we understand this, that he is protecting us by the power of the Holy Spirit. And though you have not seen him, you love him. And though you do not see him now, but believe in him, you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. That's how we are, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your soul. How do you get saved? Again, believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. All right, let's go over to Colossians chapter 1. And we are going to start in verse 25. Of this church, I was made a minister according to the stewardship from God bestowed on me for your benefit, so that I might fully carry out the preaching of the word of God. That is the mystery which has been hidden from past ages and generations, but has now been manifested to his saints, to whom God willed to make known what is the riches of his glory of the mystery among the Gentiles, which is in Christ in you, the hope of glory. The hope of glory dwells inside of you. Don't walk around as if Jesus somehow died and didn't resurrect. Walk around today with your head lifted high, knowing that in whom you have believed is resurrected from the dead. You are born afresh. You are born again. You are brand new. And that hope is not in an elected official. That hope is in Jesus Christ today. God has caused you to a living hope. Now go back to the Old Testament. Remember the story of David and Goliath? His hope was not in the army behind him. His hope was in the living God. Remember that Moses who led the people out of the wilderness? His hope was not in the people. His hope was in God. So if someone watched your week, would they see a hopeful or a cynical Christian? What is one area where you stopped expecting God to work and need renewed hope? How can you remind your family or your small group regularly of the hope you share? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you that we are born again. Lord, we confess Jesus Christ as Lord. We ask that Jesus forgive us of all of our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God, even our self-righteousness, which is as filthy rags to you, God, go before us today. Fill us with your hope. Our hope is built only on you. God, you take the impossible situations, the majority party of the Democrats in the House, the Senate, the executive branch, the judicial branch. It's an impossible situation. You turn it around. Our hope is not in that party. Our hope is not in the Republicans. Our hope is for heart transformation of all people, Republican, Democrat, Independent, whoever they might be, that they would begin to glorify you. We don't have hope in a human being. We have hope in you, God. God, we love you. Transform us from the inside out. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, get out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.